Okay, good morning, everybody. We are on Daf Chav Teis Chav Aleph. We're on Chav Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom, Itmar. We are still discussing the fascinating topic of Zenen V'Zeh Lo Chasa. And here we go. We'll start and we have a lot to say today about it. Itmar, we learned. Rav Kahana Amar of Yochanan, Eino Tzarech L'Halos Lo Tzchar. You do not have to give payment. You can live in somebody else's house, and you don't have to pay for it. Why not? Because then if it's Elo Chaser, he wasn't going to rent it out anyway. Anyway, that house was empty. So why not? Rabbi Avo Amar of Yochanan, Tzarech L'Halos Lo Tzchar. No, you do have to pay. Why? Then if it's Elo Chaser, is Chayev. Amar of Papa, Had Rabbi Avuhu, that which Rabbi Avuhu said, Lav Beferish Itmar, he didn't say it explicitly, Ela Mechlala Itmar. It was said from a story. You have to hear the story. This story is the key to the entire halachic psak of Zenen of Zelo Chaser. It's a tiny little tosos, the top tosos of Chaf Aleph and Aleph. It's all there. Here we go. Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed, we know, it's not a Mishnah, it's a pasuk. You're not allowed to use anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Mi'ila. So Tanan. Hanotel Evan Okorishal Hektish. If somebody, and Rashi points out here, that we're talking about the Gizbar. So the Gizbar anyway has, the Gizbar means the guy who, the Gabai of the Beis HaMikdash, has stuff that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash in his house. What? Why? I don't know, maybe he's repairing stuff, whatever it is, he has stuff in his house. So Natal Evan Okorishal Hektish, if he takes a beam or a stone from Hektish, Harizel Lomal, he was not over Me'ila. Why not? Because anyway he had it. He didn't have Kavana to do Me'ila. Okay, that's not important, that's not the key. Nasno L'Chaveiro, if he gave it to his friend, Hu Ma'al, he's over Me'ila, the Chaveiro Lo Ma'al. And the friend's not over Me'ila. Why? Because the friend had a Shin of Rishus. It's your fault, you gave it to him, you knew it was Me'ila. Now, Me'ila, you're over even if it's Meshogeg. The question is what your punishment is. So you, even if it's Meshogeg, you gave it to him. He didn't do anything wrong, only you did wrong. Binal, hey, this is the key. Binal l'soch beso. Let's say you took that stone, you built it into your house. Harezel lomal. There's no Me'ila, ad sheyidr tachteh ha'shavah pruta. Until you benefit from that stone, ha'shavah pruta. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel just adds,
you put it like on a place where it wasn't necessary, like an added, like a fixture or some added thing. If you build it into the foundation, you're over Me'ila immediately, because it's not immediately. We're talking about, Shmuel just has to point out, we're talking about you stuck to the stone somewhere where it wasn't vital to the building, just a decoration. So therefore you're only over Me'ila when you sit under it, and then you get Hanah from it. There's no Hanah, immediate Hanah when it's put in. It's only Hanah afterwards.
Okay?
You got that? That's the key.
There's Me'ila only when you have Hana?
For technical reasons.
Fine. V'yasev Rabbi Avo, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo says to Rabbi Yochanan, V'kamer, and he says, M'shmei to Shmuel.
That which Shmuel just said, that the only time you're over Me'ila is when you sit under it, because it wasn't vital to the building.
Zoso Meres, from here we see, that Hadab b'chotzer chaveiro shalom idaito, tzarech l'halos l'schar.
That from here we see, from the fact that you have to, from the fact that you're over Me'ila at that moment, that if you live in your friend's house, if you live in your friend's house and he doesn't know about it, you have to give schar.
Look at Rashi. The bottom, the second to last two words of the second line of Rashi. Zoso Meres. Midiktani dechidar tachtel chayiv.
Since it says there,
that when you live under it, you're chayiv. Afagav shalomidat hektish avad,
even though hektish doesn't know about it, right? Hektish doesn't know about it, and you're chayiv me'ila. So too, if you live in your friend's house and your friend doesn't know about it, you are chayiv to give him schar. Mati, you hear that? You live just like the hektish didn't know about it, and you're chayiv for me'ila. So too, if you live in your friend's house, you're chayiv on me'ila.
That make any sense? That makes absolutely no sense. We'll see why not. Now, back into the Gemara. V'shasakle.
Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer him back.
Now, Ihu Savar Midashasik Modele. We thought, since he didn't answer him back, he agreed. He nodded his head. Yeah, he agreed. That wasn't it. Velohi, not true. Ashguchilo Ashguchbe.
He didn't even pay any mind. He was like, that's so not true. I'm not even going to acknowledge you with an answer.
Why? Kidderabba. The Amar Rabba, Hektish Shalom Midas, Hektish without knowledge, is Kehed Yot Midas Tami.
It's like a Hed Yot with knowledge.
Look at the bottom Rashi, where the two dots are. Behektish, Lekala Mema Shalom Midas.
Hektish is not Shayach to say Lomidas. Why not?
Why not? Hektish, Lekala Mema Shalom Midas. The Das Shechina Ikka. Hashem knows what you did.
You can't fool Hashem. Hashem knows you did the Be'ila. Right?
Hashem knows. Hilkach, therefore, kehed yot midas dami.
It's like a head yot with das. Okay? You hear that?
Okay? Says the top Tosos, kehed yot midas dami. It's an extremely terse Tosos. And without the Masifta, there's no way I could figure this Tosos out. But we'll read it together, because this Tosos is the key to the entire understanding of the halacha. Pirush HaKodesh, Rashi says, the das shechina ikka, because Hashem knows. Right? Hashem knows that you did it in Mi'ila anyway. The kasha, the shalomi daito lav davka. Knowledge isn't the issue. Knowledge isn't the issue. What's the issue? The issue is in knowledge. The dafka el orche de milsa naka. Now the Mishnah just mentioned it that way. But who adin? The same thing would be midaito. Even if there was knowledge. El nire kehed yot midas dami. What do the words kehed yot midas dami mean? Knowledge. Knowledge isn't a factor when it comes to zenen v'zelo chaser. The question is it knowledge. What's the question? Makbid. Is he makbid? Is the guy makbid? The guy knows or doesn't know? That's not the question. The question is he makbid? Elanira de kehed yot midas dami? Kilomar. You know what that means? The das shechina ikka? Hashem knows about it? Shalo yene adam b'lo me'ila. Yeah, you're going to get an aveira for that. The question is, does Hashem know or not? Does the guy know that he's sleeping in his yard? That isn't the issue. The issue isn't das. The issue is he mind. Hashem minds. You get a me'ila for that. Hashem very bothered by that. So Hashem being bothered is like a head you're being bothered, says Tosos. That's how the Shita explains Tosos. That's how the Gra explains it, and that's how the Mechaber is going to pass it in a second. The question isn't whether the guy knows or not. The question is, does he mind? That's the question. Rashi is extremely impossible, very difficult Rashi. We don't pass him like Rashi. Says the Shulchan Aruch. It took me a while to find the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Samach Gimel. Sivvav, it's in Hilchos Gezeilah. Here he goes. Hadar b'chatzar chaveiro shalom midaito. You live in somebody's house without knowledge. Sha'amar lo tsei. And then he finds out, he says, I want you out of here. I want you out. He tells you to leave. The lo tsei, but you don't leave. Chayiv litin lo kol scharo. You have to pay him. You have to pay the rent. Says the Ber Hetev. We don't say over here that you're like a midas sedom. Well, for various reasons. Various reasons. Fine. V'im lo amar lo tsei. If you don't tell him to leave. If you don't rent it out, then he doesn't have to pay. Why? Says the Gra. Where is it? The Gra says. I don't know what the Gra. Where is that Gra? One minute. One minute, with that Gra? One second. Anatol Schar. Fine. Skip the Ramah for a second. Afal pi shederech ze hadar l'socher makom la'atzmo sheze nene v'ze eino chaser. I'm not sure what those words mean, but the bottom line is ze nene v'ze eino chaser. Ze nene v'ze eino chaser. Yeah, the Gra here says that that's what Tosfos says. Oh, here it is. Ayin Tosfos Sham Chaval Chavaral Divri Hamaskol Kehed Yot. That's the Tosfos. Zenen of Zelachas. Of course he knows. The question is his knowledge. The question is, does he mind? If he minds, then it could be. Then the Rama adds V'dafka Shekvar Darbo Avolo Yochol Lekofa Lechatchila.
Dafka what?
V'dafka Shekvar Darbo.
Yeah.
He's already there. Ava lo yochu lekofa lechachila sheinichenu ledorbo. Afal pi shekofa l'amida sedom. Shezeh nena if it's eino chaser. Hani mili b'davidi bay lehenas lo yuchal lehenas. Ava v'chi hai gavna v'chi bay ba'al chartze lehanos v'larviach. Fine. It already gets complicated. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is, knowledge isn't the issue. The issue is, are you makbid? So if you're not makbid, of course he knows he's there. He doesn't mind. If he tells him to leave, he has to leave. Or pay. And if he doesn't say a word, he knows he's there. Then ends of his halacha. So that could be the same thing.
No,
I don't mind if you're here till Sunday.
Correct.
Yeah, but then he could stay till Sunday.
Right.
Exactly. So without that understanding, now, having said that, we'll do a little more, and then we'll talk more about this because we have some fascinating halacha l'maaseh cases about Zenan of Zelah Chasa that come every single day of our lives.
Squatting laws?
What?
Squatting laws?
No, not squatting laws. Can you give someone asks you for a ride, you don't want to give the ride. Anyway, you're going to the same wedding. Why? Zenan of Zelah Chasa, right? So can you refuse the ride? Can you say, I don't want to give you the ride? Right? Zenan of Zelah Chasa. Comes up all the time. Now, so, Shalach Le Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Le Mari Bar Rav. He said the following question. Boy Mine. If he's living in his house, he doesn't know about it. And what that means is, of course, it's not makbid. You have to pay for that or not. While that was going on, he died. Ravuna died. So his son said, Abi Mari, so my father said, Mishmei de Rav, you don't have to. And if you're renting a house from Ruvain, Malas chal Shimon. You pay Shimon rent. So the Gemara says, Shimon, my visit. What did Shimon do? So the Gemara says, no, hachikam. Here's what it means. Nimza bayis shal Shimon. You were paying rent to Reuven. And then all of a sudden you see a big headline in the newspaper that house really belongs to Shimon. And you've been paying Reuven all this time because you didn't know. Now, you know what you do? Pay Shimon. Hachikamar. Nimza bayis shal Shimon. Malas chal. Now you start paying Shimon. So the Gemara says, Tarti? These two statements are contradictory. The first statement says, you don't have to pay rent. Zenan of Zelah Chaser. And the second case says, no, stop paying Shimon. Aye, Zenan of Zelah Chaser. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. No, had the Kaim al-Agwa, had the low Kaim al-Agwa. No, in the case with Shimon, it was a rental. In the first case, it was when his son said, it's okay, you don't have to. That's because nobody rented it out, ever. So Zenan of Zelah Chaser. Shimon's case was a pure good apartment. Of course, if it's an apartment that's always rented out, we never say Zenan of Zelah Chaser. It's Chaser. He's losing out on rent. Itmar Nami, Amar B'chia Bar Abi and Amar Rav, Amrila Amar B'chia Bar Abi and Amar Rav Huna, Hadar B'chatzah Chavei Rishalomi Daito. If you're living in your friend's house without knowledge, Enot Tzarech La'alos Oschar. You don't have to pay rent. Vazocher Bayes and Neho Ir, and then you're paying rent to the town. In other words, the town owned that apartment. Right? You're paying rent to the town, to the mayor. Malas Chala Bailam. Then you have to pay rent to the Bailam, to the owners. Right? So the Gemara says, Bailam, I have this. What did they do? Hachi Kama, here's what it means. Nimtu lo Bailam. If you thought it was a housing project that belongs to the city, and you're paying rent to the city, turns out, it's not true. It belonged to some guy. The guy was the owner, the Baal. Mal Hemskar, you pay the owner. So the Gemara says, Tarti. Again, it's a stira. The first member we said was, Zainan is a chaser, you don't have to pay. And then we say, you have to pay money to the Bailam. What's Psat? The answer is obvious. Had the Kaim al-Agra, had the Kaim al-Agra. One was for rent, one wasn't for rent. Now, this is also a very, very interesting Gemara here. Amr Schora, Amr Avuna, Amr Rav. Says Rav Schora, Hadar b'chatzar chaveiro, shalom idaito. If you live in your friend's house without knowledge, ain't tzarech l'halos lo schar. You don't have to pay schar. Why not? Because of Zenan of Zel lo chaser? That's not what he's going to say. He's going to say a different reason, a mystical reason. Mishum shenemar, because it says in Yeshaya, Vishaya Yuchas Shar. How does article translate that? Through desolation, the gate is broken. What does that mean? That means, says Rashi, there's a shade that lives in uninhabited houses. And destroys the house. So if you go live in that house, you're keeping the shade away. So the owner can't have a tain on you because you did him a favor. So everybody asks on Rav Schora. That's not Zenan of Zelah Chaser. That's Zenan of Zelah Chaser. Because the owner would be losing out. The owner would be losing out if you weren't there. Why? Because Shadim would come. So now that you're there, you can even shave them away. That's not Zayin Nevzel Al-Chasr. As a matter of fact, when the Mechaber gives his opening line that if you're not allowed to give him, you're not allowed to pay rent, that if someone lives in the house and he tells you to leave, you have to leave, but otherwise he could stay. The Me'irei Sinayim, which is the big pirish here on the page, says, where does he say it? I saw it here last night. B'kai Gavna. What was it? Here it is. Ein zar halchos chai. You don't have to pay reward. You don't have to pay rent. Says the Mir Tanayim. Afal pi dekan lo shayach tamanal. Where is it? Mikol makom shayach time achmina. You know why you don't have to pay rent? For the reason based on miyas v'yosef, which we're going to say in a second. That houses that another reason. It's not a shadim reason, but a similar reason. We'll say in a second. V'shi'ir yukashar and the shadim. You keep the shadim away. The Mir Tanayim, a pirish on the mechaber, quotes its reason. Doesn't mind that you're there. That's wild. That's what the Mir Tanayim gives as the reason. What? Yeah, so it's mashia for schora that if not for this reason, you'd be chayav to pay rent. I'm getting right. I'm not paying because I'm living because I'm keeping the shadim away. Right. So the there's a whole bunch of pshatim here. What? So let's just do two more lines. I once saw that shade. Umenagach beitura, and it was running around like an ox. Now Rav Yosef Amar, basim miyas v'yosef. A house makes the house livable. What does that mean? That means if I'm living in someone else's house and I'm not paying any rent, what? It makes it marketable. So it breaks, I'll fix it. I'm not gonna live in a house that let's say the wall broke down. But I'm gonna live in a house that broke it. No, I'll fix it. So it helps the owner. Right? You're fixing out there, you're gonna replace the light bulbs, you're gonna keep it clean. You're living there, you're not on a slot. So by me living in someone else's house, I'm really helping the guy. What? What do you mean? No. First of all, there's a big discussion. There's a statement from the Sefer Hasidim that if a house has not been lived in for 7 years, you shouldn't live in it. If the house has been vacant for 7 years, you shouldn't live in it. All the Mefarshim after the Sefer Hasidim, we don't necessarily pass this on Sefer Hasidim. It's a little Kabbalistic. And we don't really pass him from it, but that's, you know, when it comes to these kind of spooky things, people don't want to go ahead and take that plunge. So the poskim and the thinkers after the Zevachin said, no, but if there was a mezuzah there, it doesn't apply. Now, we don't put up a mezuzah for a shmirah. We put up a mezuzah because the Torah says to put up a mezuzah. That's how we put up a mezuzah. But if there's a mezuzah there, then the shadim, whatever, for whatever reason, the shadim don't come in. As a matter of fact, the Zevachin does say in Tof Reish Nun, that hadar b'chatzah chaver shlomi daito, you're living in your friend's house without permission. V'yesh batim v'chadarim sham v'ein tzarach lehem l'shum davar. Can go and shame reikim, they're empty. V'ein darim sham ish v'ish ish tov shadar behem. Then out of the ain't no chatzah. Shein tzarach lehem l'haskil l'achem. I'm not going to rent it anyway. Liyos sham im makabel ish oni v'tov sham. What are you talking? She got mimenu schar kim shein maziko v'ein v'chatzah v'yilo zechus. Then he listen to this. V'chin shevet Yehuda kiblu mishevet Shimon l'shevet barehem. Right, Shevet Yehuda invited Shevet Shimon to live in their areas. Until David, right, Shevet Shimon never got a Yerusha. So you see from Yehuda that they invited them in, and therefore, if you have a house that no one's living in, let somebody live there for free if you're not renting it out anyway. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's not really a shade. It's just you know.
And it was as if the whole ran around.
Right. Right. Okay. So it's just an atrophy. Just gets ruined. Houses get ruined. No one's in there. Right. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Beisam Yasvi Yosef Mai Benayu. What's the difference between these two reasons of the shade or people living there make it better? What if you use it as a storehouse for water or grain? So then, here they have to say, then there'll be no shade. Shadim won't come. Why? Because stuff is in there. It's not empty. It's stuff there. Shadim won't come. But still, no one's still living there. So it's still going to get ruined. So that would be the difference. Now, getting back to Schora. So what's Pshat with Schora? So Rav Yishaya, the Rishon Rav Yishaya says, quoted the Shita, Zayin HaChanami, Rav Schora argued on Zayin and Nevzel HaChasar. They're Amab, they're Mechaba Paskins, you can't charge. Rav Schora argued. He said, no, certainly you can't. Oh, because of the Shadim reason, now also you can't. That's Rav Schora's, that's Rav Shai's answer. The Rashba gives a whole other answer, that Yeah, complicated answer. But also, similar distinction, the Rosh says, really Rosh Chora Hel, then Avdol HaChasr, you can't charge. But it's a smach, another, you know, I'll throw in also about the Shetim. Okay. The Ramah and the Bala Itter paskin like Rosh Chora, right? They paskin like him. That's the only issue with Shetim. They paskin that way, right? The Mechavah is not paskin like him. Even though the Mir Sinayim says that's his reason, that's not what he said. The Rajba had a suffix, and therefore he would not be Motzi Mamon Misuffik. He wasn't sure who the Paskin like. And the Rosh and the Rambam, for sure the Rambam didn't mention this at all, because the Rambam doesn't mention Shaitim at all, and the Rambam didn't mention it at all. And the Rosh says that Rav Schor only meant it as an Asmachta. Just an added reason, but in a Chanami, the real reason is then in the Zelo Chasar is Pasuk. So, what if someone calls you up and asks you for a ride to the wedding? Suppose they're the same wedding as you. You're going anyway. Can you tell them no? Can you tell them no? So Pasha says you cannot tell them no. Why? Zen and Zalah Chasar. So there are certain reasons you can tell them no. If here are some reasons quoted here in the Masifti here, if you could tell them no. One, it's going to cost you more than gas. Then it's already Zalah Chasar. Just maybe in Israel that applies. It doesn't really apply here today. Guys, you're putting one extra person in the car, it's going to make you quote. No. B, if the guy speaks Lashon Hara, you don't want to sit there with him for 45 minutes. You can tell him no. You make up some excuse, you don't want to sit with him in the car. Or C, the other reasons are, anytime it's going to be an inconvenience for you. If you have to go out of your way to get him, is there going to be traffic stopping for him, all these types of issues, you don't necessarily have to. But me'ikar adin is then end of Zalah Chasar. What about something we used to do when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Karen Biavne? We would call the house. It wasn't like today where you go to Israel, you have a cell phone, you call every day your parents. I called my father once a month when I was in Israel for the year. Remember, David? Remember what we used to do? We used to call my mother, collect call, she would deny the charges, and then call back. Is that mutter? That's what we used to do. I know that one of the older guys told me it's 100% usher, but we did it anyway, but is that mutter? So the Dover of Meshar says it's 100% usher. Why? You can't say Zenan of Zola Chasser when there's a Pa'ula. You're requiring that Israeli operator to go make a call for you. How could you say Zenan of Zola Chasser? Of course it's Chasser. She had to be busy with you. He does add that if the Menahel HaChevra, which must be the supervisor, if the supervisor says, we don't care, we're not Makhli, we don't care, that's her job, she's sitting there, we don't care, then it would be Mutter. I don't know how you're going to find that out. That it would be mutter. Right? Next. What about, which also some people do this, they go on, what? Shopping. No, they go on the Long Island Railroad, and they don't have a monthly pass. They have a monthly pass, it's not a Shiloh. You buy a ticket just for one trip. And you're hoping that the guy doesn't see you. Because if the guy doesn't see you, then you can use the car, you can use the ticket for a different time. Anyway, the train's going to Penn Station. It's an end of Zelo Chasser. Anyway, he's going. Right? Says the Birchas Avram. What are you talking about? Tosfos said, the issue isn't knowledge.
Not paying taxes
until I get caught. The issue isn't not. No, that's not Zen of Zelo Chasser. The government's being Chasser. Here, they're going anyway to Penn Station. Anyway, they're taking 100 people to Penn Station.
That spot is being
used. No, let's say I'll stand. I'm only going to sit if there's empty seats. Otherwise, I'll stare. I'm not going to take away someone else's seat. Zen and Avdol HaChasar. The answer is no. It's no. Like we said, like Tosfos said, the issue isn't knowledge. The issue is Makbid. If they knew that you're not paying, would they be Makbid? Of course they'd be Makbid. You can't say Zen and Avdol HaChasar in such a case. It's a Beferish of Tosfos. Right? It wasn't so Beferish, but that's what he meant. Right? I thought that was an unbelievable application. Because people, he says, look how he says it over here. What? The teacher tells it to the conductors. No, so sometimes the conductor, I know if it's, I've been on, sometimes it's very, very crowded. They don't even come into the car. They just give up. Maybe then you can say, they're not even Makbid anymore. I don't know about that. It's a little bit of a stretch. Really, Bishita, they're Makbid. They want everyone to pay their fare. They want everyone to pay their fare.
The supervisor's still Makbid.
Right, the supervisor's still Makbid, and the state of New York is certainly Makbid, but everyone has to pay. Right? Right. So he says over here that people are more heter, B'masha osim cheshbin she'ein lokeach mechaveru shom chifetz v'lo mafsidi.
It's not stealing. No one's losing out.
Ki harei nosi agam b'ladav. It's traveling to the Penn Station anyway. V'harei zenene v'zelo chaser pater. Amnam taz gedolahim. It's a big mistake. Ki kvar mavur betosvos. She'im das bailim goloi shelo yena odem b'li l'shalim. If the guy would know you're not paying, harei hu chayev l'shalim. He'd want you to pay. V'im eno m'shalim harei hu gazlin gomor.
You're a gazlin gomor. That's what he says.
I just thought that was fascinating. Okay. I think that's basically it. All right. Next. Okay, we have less than 15 minutes to do the rest of the daf. Here we go.
We'll do it, because I'm not sticking anything else out.
Here we go. Ketzad b'shalem et mashin nehenes. You have to pay. David, you missed the shaila about going on the Long Island Railroad and not giving the ticket. It's at Zenen of Zelo Chaser. So it's absolutely not. It's Gzeil.
It wouldn't have cost us
no, because I once borrowed a ticket. He knows why I'm asking him. Ketzad b'shalem et mashin nehenes. You have to pay what your nene, right? So what? Okay, back to Baba Kama. If the animal is in the Rishus Harabim and it damages, you have to pay what it ate. How do you figure that out? That was yesterday's daf. If it happens in Rishus, not Rishus Harabim, then you have to pay what you damaged. That's Keren. So Amar Rav says, Bimechazeres. The animal is standing in Rishus Harabim proper.
Standing in Rishus Harabim.
But it's sticking its neck into the Rishus, into the side street. That side street doesn't have the din of a Rishus Harabim. Therefore, you're going to be Chayef Keren. Okay? Ushmul Amar, no. Afil Bimechazeres Nami Potter. No, if you're standing in Rishus Harabim, you're Potter. The head's in the Tidei Rishus Harabim. Doesn't make a difference. You're standing in Rishus Harabim, you're Potter. You're Potter for Hezek. You have to eat. You ate. You save the animal supper that you did. That was yesterday. So ul Shmuel hechi mishkachas al demachayev. So according to Shmuel, when are you going to be chayev? So you know when you're going to be chayev? Keep going. For example, the shav kitzal l'rochava v'azlakad emiti l'rochava. Yeah, the animal moves its body and gets out of the rishus harabim completely, goes into that side area, which was very unusual, and then you're going to be chayev for Karen. Make sense? So far so good. This is not easy. The battle is not easy here. V'ked demafti lo shmeitzah ba'am penafshei. Others explain the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as a isolated machlokas, not connected to our mission at all, but it's the exact same issue. In other words, they were sitting around the yeshiva one day, and somebody said, Michazeres, what's the story of an animal standing in Rishus Rabim, but the head is in the other Rishus? Rav Amar, Chayeves, you're Chayev for that. Ushmuel Amar, Patura, Shmuel says, you're Patur. Okay? So according to Shmuel, how could it ever be that you're going to be chayef to pay for Karen when you're in an area like a Rishus Harabim? Simple. Yeah, the animal moves its body, gets out of the Rishus Harabim, whatever area he goes into, you're going to be chayef over there. That's going to be hezek. Why? Because it's not Rishus Harabim anymore. Masav Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked the following question. Mi Pesach Hachanus, if you're at the entrance of the door, which we're going to assume is not in the street, it's not in Rishus Harabim. The entrance of the door, the entrance of the store, was never in Rishus Harabim. Why? Because you were just begging for damage. The animals are walking back and forth, tracing back and forth. Every time the animal sticks its nose in and eats an apple, you're potter for that. Why? Because Shane is potter in Rishus Harabim. So the owners were not foolish. They always made the entrance on the side. So the animals didn't go over there. That way they would protect the store. So, but our Mishnah said that Mishalem is Masha Nehenes. So, Hechi Mishkachas Lo. How's that going to happen? How's that ever a case? The entrances were never there. It was a Metzias. They were never there. So, Pshita, it must be B'machazeres. The animal sticking its neck. Right? It's standing here and it's sticking its neck over there. V'ka'amar Masha Nehenes. But our Mishnah said that you pay what you damage. Masha Nehenes in Masha Zika Lo. It's a kashan Rav. Rav said that if you're Michazeres, you have to pay as Karen. Here we see, not true. So the Gemara says, Hu Mosif Lam Hu Mufarik La, he asked it and he answered it, the Kayim of a Karen Zavis. No, the entrance of the store is on the corner. It's right at the picture there, right? It's right there between the Mavud Gadol and the Mavud Katan. It's right at the corner. The entrance, the Chanus, is already in the private area. The entrance is right at that corner. So you can have a case where it's going to be both. Okay. Ikid the Amri, others have the opposite version of the same story. B'mechazeres, when its neck is sticking in, kuli amalo pligid dechayeves. Everybody holds your chayev. Ki pligi. What's the machlokes? That everyone would agree you're chayiv. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference where you're standing. It makes a difference where the damage has happened. Damage is happening in a private area. You're going to be chayiv for that. What's the machlokes? Ki pligi. What's the machlokes? The mekatzim makam merishuso l'rishus harabim. I have my field adjoins the rishus harabim. My house is way in the back. I have a big setback property, and I have a huge area of field beforehand. So you know what I do? I give it to Rosh Hashanah. I'm a nice guy. I let Rosh Hashanah have it. I don't mind. I don't need so much land. I don't want so much land. So now the Rosh Hashanah becomes connected to this area. It's really my property. But it's not really. I gave it away. So that's going to be this funny, what is the status of this property? Right? Makatsa means I set aside, like muksa. I set it aside. I set aside this property, mimako me rishuso, from my rishus, l'rishus harabim. I gave it to rishus harabim. V'hachi itmar. Amar Rav. Now let's read the Mishnah. Amar Rav. Rav said, lo shanu el b'machazeres. When are you chayef a hezik? If your animal sticks its neck into the private property. Avol mikatze makom mirushuso l'rishus harabim. But if damage took place in that area that I designated to be belong to the rishus harabim, petura, that you potter. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no, I feel him, he cuts him, makal, l'rishus, l'rishus, rabim, chayeves, you go to be chayev. The next 10 lines is very difficult. Lema, let's say, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is, bar b'rishus o'komifugi. A bar in my rishus. The bar's in my rishus. I own the bar. Then, I mafku that area to the rishus, rabim. Right? So now, it's a bar b'rishus, rabim. And a barber should surround him, Yechayev. Yechayev in such a case, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel later in the Masechta. The reason to say you're not Chayev is because nobody's mafkid their property to make themselves in a worse situation. If the bar's in my property, what are you doing in my property? Who told you to come into my property? You fell into my bar? Too bad. Right? That's the reason why in your own property, you're not Chayev on damages. Stay away from my property, you won't get hurt. But once I'm now mafkid to the Rosh Hashanah, now it's Rosh Hashanah. Says one of them, I don't remember who. No, it's still potter. Why? Because nobody would be mafkid their property just so that now they have to pay. Nobody would do that. Okay? And that's what they're arguing about over here. Rav the Amar potter. Rav here who says that if you get damage on this area, you're potter, because kasavar he holds, bor b'rishus or chayef. The bor is still in your rishus, and you are chayef. Therefore, I haven't figured this out 100%. Therefore, Rav's Amar Potter Kasavar Bar Rishus Chayev. Rav says you're Potter. Therefore, why? Because he holds that a boar that's in your Rishus. He holds like that Tana who says the boar in your Rishus. You're still Chayev for that boar. We don't say that Svara that we don't make you Chayev. Nobody would do that. Nobody would mafka their possessions to make themselves chayev. We don't say that svara. Therefore, you're chayev. Why? It's a bar b'rishus harabim. Now that it's a bar b'rishus harabim, by the animal acquiring that bar, while the animal acquired, now the animal and the owner went over there and started damaging the produce that you mafka to the b'rishus harabim, now that new owner has acquired it. And therefore, you're potter. Why? Because it belongs to him. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says the exact opposite, Chayef. Now you're Chayef for that property. Why? Kasavar, bar b'rishus ha-potter. Because Shmuel holds, like that Tana, nobody would be mafka their bar to make themselves Chayef for it. So therefore, it's Rishus ha-mazik, still. It's still considered the mazik's Rishus. And you're Chayef because it's unusual. That's what I think the pshat is. Right? Yeah, it's not the derech. So therefore, I'm sorry. Shmuel holds, it's your property. Therefore, the Baal HaBehem is chayef. Exactly, it's exactly Shane. It's my property. It's still considered my property. Why? Because I would never be mafkir to get myself damaged. So it's my property. The animal came and ate it. He has to pay me. Very good. Makes perfect sense. So I'm going to look, Rav, no, that's not the machlokas at all. Lola Meimalach, we like to tell you, Ba'alma Barber Shusso Potter. I'm not taking a stand on that machlokas about the bar brishus. So what the story is if you mafkur it? Shani Hach, here's different. What you made the boundary, you moved the boundary to make me chayev? Who gave you the right to do that? This was your property. Now you move the boundary. Not moving boundaries. Ushmul Amar, no, but I'm a bar brishus chayev. Shmuel could say really the issue of the bar is chayev. The bishul I'm a bar ikalame amar lava daite. I could say when it comes to a bar, what do you want from this poor animal? He didn't see. Maybe a potter. Elaperos, Migal, Abema, Lava, Daite? Could we say nobody saw? Hachaza, they're staring you in the face. It's not a real bar. It's food. We're calling it a bar. It's staring you right in the face. Therefore, Shmuel will say, you're chayiv. Okay, next. Lema, Michazeres, Tanoihi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim, this issue of sticking your head over and eating the fruit in Rishus Ha Yachid. The Tanya, Achla Mitochar Chava, if you ate from the street, Mishalemis Mashanenis. You have to pay what you Hanah had. Mitider Chava, but if it was in the side street, Mishalemis Mashazeka. You have to pay what you damaged. Divir Meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's the two of them. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Loza Omrim, they say, Ein Darko Le'echo, there's no Derek to eat, Ella Lahalech, only when you're moving. Which comes out to be that Rabbi Yosi and Tanakama, they're both saying the exact same thing. They're both saying the exact same thing. Ella, it must be, in order to say the same thing different, it must be they're arguing about the issue of sticking your head in. Tanakama savar mechazeres nami mishali mashanenes. Tanakama holds, even in a case of mechazeres, you have to pay what you ate, that's just like Shmuel. Uv Rabbi Yosi savar mishalmas mashazika. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, you pay what you ate, what you damaged, like Rav. So the Gemara says, "Lo, tekuli alma mechazeres ikravi kishmuel." Either way, mechazeres could be either way, either like Rav or like Shmuel. We're not taking a stand on that. V'hacha over here, the beer b'steachar kamiflagi. They're arguing out the question of beer b'steachar, someone else's field. Mar savar beer b'steachar has to be someone else's field. V'lo b'rishus rabim, not the public property. Umar savar beer b'steachar v'lo b'rishus amazik, but the b'rishus amazik you're potter. So the Gemara says, "I need a pasuk for that." B'rishus amazik, lema park b'rishusik, my boy. What do you do? Say to the guy, what are you doing with my property? I need a pasuk to tell me that in Rishus HaMazik you're potter? Of course you're potter. So who told you to come into my property? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela da'ifla verb oshia ikibanayu. The machlokas is what to do with ilfa and revoshia. Those are the two cases of the jumping. When the animal jumped, was that considered Rishus HaMazik or Rishus HaNizik? Or when the animal ate from the basket of the other animal? What was that? That was a machlokas. Ilfa brought that down, those two cases. That's what they're arguing about over here, in this price over here. Does it have anything to do with mechazeres? No, it does not. Does it have anything to do with our discussion? No, it does not. It's a side issue that they were just arguing about Ilfa's case, about eating from the other animal. Okay, we got to the Mishnah. I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow.
What time is tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Regular time. Okay. Regular time. All right? Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll have to start on time tomorrow because we have a lot to catch up. We have to catch up on our base. We'll try to start on time tomorrow if we can. All right, everyone have a good day.